Well, hello everyone. Good morning and welcome to Partick Trinity. Now, this church building has been transformed since I left it last Sunday morning. So huge thanks to the invisible army of helpers who put up all the lights and have decorated this wonderful tree. It certainly helps me to feel Christmassy this morning. And I hope that during this time together this morning, we'll have a great time thinking about getting ready and celebrating the wonder of Christmas. Now, it's still the case that we want to do what we can to try and keep each other safe. So we're asked to keep our face coverings on, unless we have a medical exemption for the whole service, including when we're singing. And at the end of the service, especially, to try and just allow one another space as we head out of the building, especially as we're all trying to head out the doors at either side. And we're encouraged to take lateral flow tests whenever we can and before we come together, like coming to a service like this, and to make sure that we've registered so that we've done everything we can for track and trace. Now, there's no creche or blast this morning. We're all going to be together. And it's great that we are all together. We know that there might be a bit of movement and noise, but that's absolutely fine. And to keep each other safe, and because we're all together, we're going to keep everything simple. And it might be a bit shorter than normal, and maybe that's what you've been longing for a long time, but today it's going to happen. No big long sermon in the middle of today's service. And just to remind you of other things that are happening, tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a carol service here in the church. And this will be a time where we'll sing lots of the well-known Christmas carols that we love to sing at this time of year. We're going to hear the readings from the Bible that tell us the story of the first Christmas. And that'll be a really special time. And you can also join from home if you're watching, like you might be watching right now on the live stream. And then on Christmas Day, we plan to have a short family service here in the church at 10:30. And everyone's welcome to that. And on Boxing Day, which this year is a Sunday, we're actually just going to meet via Zoom. And that'll be a chance for us to see one another, say Happy Christmas, and to continue to worship God as we enjoy Christmas from wherever we are. And we don't take anything for granted. All of these plans might change. So keep an eye out on the weekly news email, and we'll try and keep you updated if there is a need to change from that plan. So as well as singing Christmas carols and eating Christmas food, one of the things that I love to do at Christmas time is watch Christmas films. And so yesterday I rewatched Snowman and the Snow Dog, or at least part of it. And I don't know what your favorite Christmas film is, whether it's Elf or It's a Wonderful Life or Die Hard or Arthur Christmas. I don't know what it is, but there's only one Christmas film that I watch every single year. And I don't know if there's any Christmas films that you watch every single year. But for me, it's The Muppets Christmas Carol. I watch it every single year. I'm getting some claps here for The Muppets Christmas Carol. And I watch it every year, even though I know exactly what's going to happen. And nothing in the film surprises me, but I watch it anyway. And this morning, as we think about the Christmas story, I'm sure we all know the story, don't we? We know about Mary and Joseph, we know about the shepherds and the wise men, we know about the angels, we know about the star in the sky, we know all of it. We know exactly what's going to happen. And yet the wonderful thing about Christmas is it never stops surprising me. For the start, it's a story about a rescue. It's about a savior being born. Now, if I'm sitting watching Fireman Sam at home with my boys, and this is Pontypandy Fire Station, I expect there to be a rescue. There's a rescue every 10 minutes, usually involving Norman, who's always getting into trouble. And if I find myself watching Paw Patrol, well, I'm not sure I recommend it, but in Paw Patrol, people are always yelping for help and then being rescued by the Paw Patrol crew. Or when I was a little boy, I preferred to, do anyone recognize this? Tracy Island. Yeah, Thunderbirds, International Rescue. The clue is in their name, and the Thunderbirds would go to all different parts of the world to do rescues. But then we come to the Christmas story, and the rescuer is born in the little sleepy town of Bethlehem. What else is surprising about Christmas? We're told that this baby who's born in the little town of Bethlehem isn't just a rescuer and a saviour, but they're going to be a king, God's king, the king of kings. And of course, we expect to find a king being born in a palace. Here's Buckingham Palace. Or somewhere impressive, like, well, I don't know, Hogwarts Castle in the snow. And if it's not going to be in a castle or a palace, we at least expect it to be somewhere busy and exciting where all the best people live, like Glasgow. But instead what we find is that the king of kings, the king of all the world, is born in the little sleepy town of Bethlehem. And so this morning we're going to sing songs that lots of us will already know. We're going to hear a story that lots of us already know, but let's not miss the surprise and the wonder and the joy of Christmas. So as we begin our service together, I want to say a prayer, and then we're going to stand and sing, and I think there's only one candidate for the first song this morning, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So we'll pray, then we'll stand, and while we're singing, something else is going to happen. Stephanie's agreed to help me. She's going to come and light our four Advent candles as we count down to Christmas together. But let's talk to God as we pray. God our Father, we thank you for all the joy and surprise of the Christmas story. We thank you for who you are and for what you've done. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your Son to be our Savior and to be the King of the whole world. We praise you that we have this good news, this wonderful, surprising, amazing, always fresh good news. We thank you that we can come together this morning, knowing that some of us are super excited about Christmas, about food and fun and presents and silliness and all of it. And also knowing that some of us are feeling a bit tired or a bit worried or both. But we thank you that as we come together this morning, you join with us as well. And even those who are staying at home today can join us with technology. Help each one of us to look back to the first Christmas and to catch something of just how exciting and surprising and exciting it all was in that little town of Bethlehem. And that you would bless each one of us here as we come to worship you. Amen. Let's stand and praise God, singing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
It's so good to sing the carols together. We missed that last year, didn't we? But now we're going to hear some of that Christmas story together. And if you can see the screen, you'll see some pictures that help us follow along with the action.
In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. Everyone went to their own town to be listed. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. That's because there was no guest room where they could stay. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. It will bring great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." Then the angels left and went into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told. When the child was 8 days old, he was named Jesus. This was the name the angel had given him before his mother became pregnant.
So the angels knew what was happening, and they praised God in the dead of night, singing glory to God in the highest. Now the shepherds, they didn't have a clue what was happening, so they went to see for themselves. And once they did, they were full of excitement, wanting to tell anyone, wanting to tell everyone the good news, talking, shouting, singing. And then, of course, there was Mary. Mary, who quietly thought about the amazing and surprising things that God had promised to her as she held that precious child in her arms. Let's think about all these things as we sing together again another song that takes us to that scene in Bethlehem. See him lying in a bed of straw. Let's stand and sing this great carol together.
Thank you.
Now, I love the films at Christmas where he said that. I also love the music. And a huge thanks to Alistair and to Ruth and Lydia, who's just helping us as well with leading our music, and the people on the tech desk. That's a fantastic job. Now, it can be quite hard work getting ready for Christmas, can't it? There's so many things that we have to do. We have to make lots of plans, and some people have had to make one set of plans, and then another set of plans, and then another set of plans. I don't know what plan you're on in your house, plan A, B, C, D, or E. There's lots of things we need to sort out, lots of things we need to go and buy, lots of shopping to do, and cooking, and card writing. And then, of course, there's all the present wrapping. I've not really started my wrapping just yet. What are you wrapping?
A gift.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, it looks and smells amazing. Is it expensive?
Yeah.
Expensive. Yeah. So, I mean, how expensive? I mean, how much did it cost you?
Everything.
It cost you. Everything. Are you serious? She looks pretty serious. Cost her everything. Well, that's generous. That's very generous. I mean, I usually just try and find a wee something, you know, like chocolates, or if I can't think of anything, a voucher. Or actually, for a lot of my friends, I just send a text message, you know, have a happy Christmas. Well, this looks like a really amazing gift. I mean, this gift must be for someone really special. Really special to deserve a gift like that, is it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're getting them this wonderful gift. I mean, what did they get you?
Well, they gave me a bit of hassle. You know, they ignored me. Oh, they blamed me for some things as well, actually, but yeah.
Okay, so you're giving them this amazing gift. They gave you hassle, they ignored you, and they blamed you for a few things. I don't usually give gifts to people like that, unless it's like my sisters, and I feel like I have to. I mean, do you feel like you have to?
Well, I want to.
You want to give an amazing gift to people like that. But I mean, that looks better than any gift I've ever, certainly any gift I've ever wrapped or given. In fact, it looks better than any gift I've ever received.
It is.
Well, who is it for?
Well.
For them?
For them, yep, well, and for...
Even them, even those... The people at the back?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And for them.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Not the children?
Yep. Oh, Yeah, absolutely. It's
them too? Who
them.
Else?
Yep, and them.
The desk
the
people?
Yep, definitely.
And these people who always sit in the same seats?
Cannot forget about them. Absolutely not. It's for them, for everyone.
Wow. So, you have just pointed at everyone. So you've got this lovely gift, and this lovely gift is for everyone.
That's
right.
What I said, yeah.
I suppose that is because we are all lovely people.
Oh, don't forget about the people at home as well. It's for them as well. Yep, you.
Yep. Those people?
Yep, you.
Okay. So you've got this lovely gift and it's for us because we're lovely people. Because we're lovely some of the time? Because, I mean, I'm not always lovely. I mean, I know this lot aren't always lovely. I'm really not sure we deserve such a lovely gift.
You could say that, yeah.
But I mean, won't the likes of this lot, I mean, especially those guys at the back, won't they just spoil it?
Well.
I mean, won't they just tear that perfect wrapping and, you know, get their stinkiness all over that beautiful, sweet-smelling perfume? Won't we just end up ruining it if you try and give such a lovely gift to all of us?
No.
Maybe, I know what you should do. I know what you should do. Why don't you just keep it as it is, keep it out of reach. You could put it on a nice cushion. You could put it in a glass box. You could surround it with barbed wire.
No.
No?
No. Let me just get this tag to go on this. To the world, I give this most precious gift with love, because love is who I am, and love is what I do. Happy Christmas. Happy
wow.
Christmas.
I think that level of rapping under pressure deserves a round of applause. Thank you very much. I wonder what you made of all that then. I mean, there are all the things that we do at Christmas, watching Christmas films, eating Christmas food, eating even more Christmas food, and then using the leftovers just to fill in all the corners, pulling Christmas crackers, singing Christmas songs, wearing Christmas jumpers. Can I see any Christmas jumpers this morning? Excellent work from the McFarlands, and at the back, and at the side. Oh, does it everywhere I look. Fantastic work. Oh, even my own family, even better. Wearing Christmas jumpers, and of course, what we've just been talking about, buying, wrapping, giving, getting, unwrapping, enjoying Christmas presents. I absolutely love it. But maybe we need to stop and think what God is up to at Christmas, because at Christmas, God is also in the gift-giving business. It's God who gives to us his only beloved Son, and he gives it to us. Gives it to the world, yes, even the people watching at home. He gives us the most precious, most costly gift imaginable. And in giving his Son, God gave us something that was truly precious, a treasure, something beautiful. And God gave us something that we need. God gave us what we need above all else. We do need a rescuer. We do need a king. When we're left to ourselves, we so often end up just feeling scared or alone or stuck, like sheep without a shepherd, getting hurt and confused. And God didn't give the gift, this amazing gift, because we deserved it. In fact, God gives the gift even though we don't deserve it. In fact, God gives us the precious gift even though we're careless with it. Even though we sometimes forget to even say thank you for it. And God didn't give the gift because someone else says, you've got to give a gift. You've got to do this. God gives the gift because he wants to. because God is love, and God gives out of love, and out of love he gives us the greatest gift of all. And that's the surprise that we discover at the heart of the Christmas story, the astonishing good news that we read about in John's Gospel. For God so loved the world, not because the world's always lovely, not because we're always lovely, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes, whoever trusts in him, shall not perish but have eternal life. And he goes on to say this, he says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, to point out all the things that are bad and wrong, and we do see those things, don't we? But to save the world through him. It was a rescue mission. It was the greatest gift that God could give. And it's a gift that he gives to the world because God loves us. And he gives it in the most surprising and unexpected way. And that's why every year we slow down at Christmas and we do all the things that we do to remember this great gift. Now, earlier on, the first song we sang, O Little Town of Bethlehem, I don't know if you were paying attention to the words, we sang this, how silently the wondrous gift is given. A gift that is given so that you, wherever you're sat, wherever you are, might know Emmanuel, might know that God is with us and for us, here to rescue us, here to be our King. And so we're going to sing a song that it starts by telling us about the Christmas story. It takes us back to the stable and the manger and everything else. But then it points us to all the other things that Jesus would do as the baby grew up to save us and be our King. So let's stand as we sing together from the squalor of a borrowed stable.
Shameful scandal, King the same.
Let's just take another moment to speak to God in prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for the greatest gift of all. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, to be our Saviour and our King. We thank you that in him we find peace and joy and love. We thank you that you know each one of us and all the hopes and fears that we bring as we journey towards Christmas. Help us to hear this good news again with the excitement of those shepherds, to respond with joyful song like the angels, and like Mary, to treasure in our hearts the gift that you give us. And we remember also before you those who desperately long for good news, who find themselves crying out because they're afraid, because they're struggling, because they're disappointed. Help us to know how to help and to pray those who are not excited about Christmas because they're lonely or afraid or not well. And we know that some people will have no home to go to and no place where they feel safe and welcome. We thank you that the gift is for them as much as it is for us. We thank you that as we light the Advent candles, we remember your light that comes to shine even in the darkest places. We thank you that you hear all our prayers, and we ask that you would be with us in the coming days as we celebrate Christmas together. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, our service is coming to an end, but we're going to finish with one of my absolute favourite Christmas carols, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I know it's harder to sing with masks on, but let's give this all that we've got. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And then we'll stay standing for our closing blessing.
Thank you.
May the wonderful counselor give you light. May the mighty God give you strength. May the everlasting Father hold you. And the Prince of Peace overcome all fear. And this Christmas, may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.